The Gemara in Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Beis, right at the beginning of the Masechta, talks about the concept of smuchim, which means that in order for a bezdin to issue a formal psak, in order for a bezdin to operate, to function, they have to have smicha. They have to have formal smicha. Now, the smicha being referred to over here is not the shtar that a person gets today, which deems him roi and eligible for paskening, but rather it refers to the formal smicha that came initially from Moshe Rabbeinu giving smicha on Yeshua by placing his hand on his head, giving him smicha, and Yeshua then subsequently handing over that smicha to others and giving them smicha. And this was based on the Mesoira ish mi pi ish from Moshe Rabbeinu. And only then were you considered a samuch, which enabled you to don, let's say, dinei gzeilis, dinei chavolis, dinei hoidois, any din in Choshem Mishpat. The only way the bezdin is able to function is through smicha. And the question is, how are bati din able to operate today? Bezdin doesn't have smicha today, because the entire concept of smicha doesn't apply anymore. Now, first of all, we should point out that even in the times of Chazal, the smicha was only able to function if it took place in Eretz Yisrael. So smicha was only shayach in Eretz Yisrael, wasn't shayach chutz la'aretz. That's number one. Number two, the entire concept of smicha only lasted until the times of the Amiroim. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, towards the end of the first perek, discusses smicha that still was in effect in the times of the Amiroim, but after that, it dissipated, and we no longer have this formal smicha that takes place. And therefore the question is, how are our bati din able to dan on dine gzeilis, on dine hoidois, on any monetary issue that comes up in Bezdin? How are they able to adjudicate? How are they ever able to administer a psak? L'chayra, they need smicha. So the Gemara itself addresses this. The Gemara is not in Sanhedrin, though. The Gemara is in Maseches Gittin Daf Peiches Amud Beis. The Gemara says over there that Abaye found Rabbi Yosef being koife someone to be megarish his wife. There was a certain recalcitrant husband who wasn't divorcing his wife as he should. And the bezdin over there of Rabbi Yosef was coercing him to go ahead and give his wife a get. And Abaye asked him that L'chayro, the Pasuk says, Ve'ila ha-mishpotim ha-shatosim lifneim, lifneim v'loy lifnei hadyotis, that you need smicha. We have a drasha that you need smicha in order to administer this psak, in order to act as a bezin in this respect, and therefore the question is, you don't have smicha, so what is your justification? So Rabbi Yosef responded by saying, "Anan shlichusayu ko'avdinon." And as Rashi explains, we in chutzlarts, even though we don't have the formal smicha, we are shluchim. We are the agents of those in Eretz Yisrael that were samuch and that have smicha, and therefore we're able to act as their shluchim, and we're able to paskin just like a bezin that is samuch, based on the shlichus of the bezin that is samuch. However, it's mavur from the Gemara that there are two stipulations and there are two conditions that have to be met in order for us to employ this klal of shlichusayu kavdino. Number one, zok the Gemara in Gittin over there, this doesn't apply by cases, let's say, of knosis or, let's say, cases of chavolus, which means that if, let's say, you have a case of a knas, you have an extra type of fee, an extra penalty fee that Bezdin wants to issue on someone because, let's say, he stole and he's chayiv kefil. So Bezdin can't issue a psak regarding kefil b'zman hazeh because Bezdin only gave us the right to act as shluchim for something that's very important and that involves a chasarn kiss. And if something's only a knas, it's extra legal. It's not something that's a chasarn kiss, like a case where you break the guy's window so you have to reimburse him. That's a chasarn kiss, so that's very necessary for us to have the right of shlichus. But if it's only a knas, it's extra legal, it's not part of the ikar hadin, we don't have the right to act as shluchim of the smuchim, and therefore, when it comes to a knas, if it's not mamish chesorn kis, you can't have shlichus sayo kavdinon, and you cannot issue a psak if you don't have smicha. Number two, chavolus. If let's say you have a case of chavolus, which means that someone injured someone else. Someone injured someone else, someone hit someone else, someone beat someone else up. Or in many cases today, you have this example regarding a car accident. If someone hits someone else and it's a case of Adam Amazek and he injured someone else. Again, you cannot use the concept of Shlichusayu Kavdino. Why?
Says the Gemara, because it's not a Dover HaShchiach. And we only implemented this rule of Shlichus if the case being discussed is a case that is considered Shchiach, that's a common case. And Chavolos is rare. It's not usual that people hit each other, that beat each other up, or they hit each other in a car. The Mela, we don't have a right to act as Shluchim of those that are Smuchin, even though normally we do when it comes to Chasar and Kiss, and this is a case of Chasar and Kiss. Nevertheless, since it's not Shriach, we don't have the din of Shlichus. Now, Taisvis asks that perhaps this Gemara is only referring to a case where you have people who are Samuch in Eretz Yisrael, and you want to know, could you adjudicate in Chutz Laretz and act as their agent? So over there, the Gemara is saying that if you meet these two conditions, you can, in fact, act as the Shluchim. Number one, you have to be doing something that's shchiach. It has to be a case that is common. And number two, it has to be something that's a chasorn kiss and not something that's extra legal, not something that's a knas. However, perhaps today, when even in Eretz Yisrael, we don't have the chain of smicha, so l'chayra, this problem should exist and we shouldn't be allowed to adjudicate any dinim and chayshon mishpat. So if them, zok taisvis, no. We don't act necessarily as shluchim of people in Eretz Yisrael who have smicha today, but of the people of earlier generations who had smicha. And since earlier they did have smicha, and now we have rishus based on their say-so, memela, even though there are no people alive today that have smicha, even in Eretz Yisrael, we could act as the shluchim, and we could, in fact, go ahead and adjudicate dinim and chayshim mishpat if you meet these two conditions. Number one, there's a chasar and kiss, it's not a knas, and number two, it's shchiach, and it's not something that's rare. Now, based on this, the Gemara says that you're allowed to have a Beis Din adjudicate today a Geirus. Now, L'chayra, why would we allow Beis Din to function and be machnis a person into Klal Yisrael al yidei Geirus? L'chayra, you need smuchin. So, teretz l'shlichusayu kavdino. The question is, there's no chasar and kiss. So, the Rishonim explain that the point of chasar and kiss is that there's a major takana involved. It's very important that people not lose their money, and therefore Chazal gave you the right to act as shluch when it comes to something that's a chasar and kiss. Memela, even though issuing a psak regarding geirus or acting as a bezdin in a case of geirus, there's no chasar and kiss involved, but it has the mail of a chasar and kiss. It has the same tzairich that chasar and kiss involves, that it's very important to have people be able to enter Judaism. Memela, we employ the rule of shlichus even when it comes to geirus. Now, there is a machlekes in Achroinim as to the nature of the shlichus. Most Achroinim learn that it's not a real shlichus. You're not mamish agents of the earlier generations. But rather what it means is that you have rishus. You have rishus, there is a certain justification for allowing a bezin to function today. And we say that there is rishus, and it doesn't mean that there's mamish shlichus that takes place when bezin issues a psak today, even though they don't have smicha. However, there is an interesting tshuva from the Be'er Yitzchak in Evan Ezra Simen Tesevov Anaf Hey, and he learns that this mamish has the status of a shlichus, a real bona fide shlichus, and based on this concept, we have a justification for passing today, even though we don't have smich. But al kaponim, this is the concept of shlichus. Is this din doiraiso, or is this din only midirabonon? So the Nesivis has a chiddush, and he proves from the Gemara in Yevamos Daf Mem Vav that in fact is a din d'oraisa, because the Gemara says that this concept applies even when it comes to making geirus, and it can't be a din d'rabbanon since the entire concept of geirus is going to be a concept that's d'oraisa. And therefore, since the Gemara in Yevamos applies the din of shlichus even when it comes to geirus, where it's a din d'oraisa that you need a bez din, over there, obviously, we are assuming that shlichus is a halacha even on a dairais level, and therefore Bezdin is able to act as the shluchim of earlier generations. However, it seems like most Rishonim disagree. Most Rishonim are mavur, not like the Nesivis. And the Nesivis has some Rishonim on his side, but it seems like the prevalent opinion in the Rishonim is that it's actually a din d'rabbanon. We apply it to Gittin and we apply it to Kedushin. So the Rishonim already addressed this. The Ramban addressed this, and it says the Ramban, how could you be mater an ishis ish al yidei bezdin l'chayra if the concept of shlich is only midrabanon l'chayra it should be osir, because we're talking about ishis ish, which is the dairaisa. Says the Ramban, Everyone who's Mekadesh is Mekadesh al das Rabbonon. They only are Mekadesh with the consent of Chazal being able to uproot the Kedushin. And Memela, Chazal have the right to be Mafkiya his Kedushin al yidei get. And even though it's only a Darabonon Dikadin, because the entire concept of Shlichus is only Darabonon, nevertheless, we can employ the Shlichus when it comes to Gittin, when it comes to Kedushin, and other Dinam Deraisa that pertain to Evan Ezer because of Shlichusayu Kavdinon, because Kola Mekadesh Adait to the Rabbon Mekadesh, that you are Mekadesh with the intent that Bezdin concedes and acquiesces to your Kedushin. So that is the basic concept of Shlichus. Now we should mention the famous tumult that erupted in the 1500s regarding the concept of Smicha. And this was a tremendous controversy, and it was actually taking place in the year 1538. And this was a machlekes between the Gedolim in Eretz Yisrael, by one side being in Tzfas and the other side being in Yerushalayim. And as is well known, the entire Tzvas got together and they eventually gave smicha, the formal smicha, to the Maribei Rav. The Maribei Rav was the Rebbe of the Beis Yosef. He was one of the Gedolim of Tzvas in the 1500s. And they gave official smicha to him, and then he eventually gave to others. And there was a whole group of Gedolim in Tzvas that gave a formal smicha and received a formal smicha. And the question is, how is this so? L'chayra, I thought that you need an unbroken chain from Moshe Rabbeinu, ish mipi ish with the Messiah. And l'chayra, this was broken many generations ago. So the Gedolim of Tzvas based themselves on a very mechodeshtik Rambam. And the Rambam says that l'maisa, even though you need smicha, ish mipi ish from Moshe Rabbeinu, and we have already lost that chain, nevertheless, it's mavur from the psukim that before Mashiach comes, smicha will return. It says, Hashiva Shaiftenu Kavarishaino, that the Shaiftim will return. We still will have a Sanhedrin operating. And therefore, said the Gedolim of Tzvas, the Rambam says mefurish, that you're able to reinstitute smicha. Even though it seems like it was broken, and you need a Messiah dating back to Moshe, but it says the Rambam, it's Mavur from Psukim, that you can, in fact, reinstate the Smicha, because the Psukim are Mavur, that Smicha will take place before Mashiach comes. Therefore, says the Rambam, how could you go about giving Smicha again? What you do is you get all of the Gedolim and Eretz Yisrael together, and if all of the Gedolim and Eretz Yisrael agree that a person should have smicha, if a particular individual should receive smicha, you could in fact reinstate the smicha, and now you have a new Messiah, which could again continue ish mipi ish until Mashiach comes. As I said, the Rambam, that if you get all of the Gedolim and Eretz Yisrael together, and they all agree that a certain person should receive smicha, you could in fact reinstate the smicha. And that's what they did. They gave smicha to the Maribei Rav. When the news reached the Gedolim of Yerushalayim, this caused a tremendous tumult. And the Gedol of Yerushalayim, the Maral Bach, and the Maral Bach famously objected to this smicha, and he was against it for numerous reasons. Number one, the Rambam himself is not 100% clear about his psak. The Rambam himself says, Tzarech Echreya, that it's a suffix, it's not entirely clear whether this is so. But Lamaisa, number one is that it's only a suffix in the Rambam. Number two, the Rambam says, every Gadol in Eretz Yisrael has to agree to giving this smicha out to this person. That means you need the consent and the acquiescence of every single Gadol in Eretz Yisrael. And you were Saimach on Roiv. Even though Roiv of the Gadolim in Eretz Yisrael at that time were in Tzfas, but the Rambam doesn't say Roiv. The Rambam says every single Gadol is required to consent to this smicha. And Lamaisa, you didn't have all of us. You didn't have the Gadolim of Yerushalayim, and therefore your smicha was invalid. So the Maral Bach was very against this, and he said that you don't have all of the Gedolim in Eretz Yisrael, even the Rambam was Mesopic. And Lamaiso, the Maral Bach objected to this smicha that was now becoming prevalent in Tzvas. And why was the Maral Bach so upset? So the truth is that there's also a big michshel, as he points out over there, because now that you have a official smicha again, so now how is Kiddush HaChodesh going to work? How is Yom Tov going to work? Which day is going to be instituted as Yom Tov? L'chayra, now that you will have smicha, so now you're going to have to rely on Kiddush HaChodesh. You're going to have to rely on Edim again testifying as to the signing of the new moon. And again, this causes tremendous problems in halacha. Now, the reason why they were very interested in instituting the smicha again in Tzvas in the 1500s was because they were coming in the aftermath of the Maisa Shehoya during the course of the Spanish Inquisition of people who were Muranos, who unfortunately had to be over on certain Averis, or they chose to be over on certain Averis. But the point was that the Gemara in Makis tells us that one of the ways that a person is able to rectify a Einish of Chorus that he has on his checklist is by having Malkis. If a person is Chayiv Chorus, and he undergoes the Einish of Malkis, that absolves him from his Chiyuv of Karis. As I state in Makis over there, and Memelo, the formal Bezdin of Tzvas wanted to reinstate the Smicha because they wanted to be able to give Malkis again, which is obviously a requirement of Smicha. You need Smicha in order to establish a Chiyuv of Malkis, and Memelo, they were very persistent on having the smicha reinstated in order to have all of these Muranos absolved from the chiyuv of Karis. Over Lamaisa, they weren't so successful and it didn't last, and obviously today we don't have smicha, but this was the tremendous controversy that took place in the 1500s between the Gedolim of Tzfas and the Gedolim of Eretz Yisrael. Now we should mention as an aside, what taka is the nature of the smicha that we have today when a person gets a shtar. So the Tashbites and other Paiskim say that when a person gets a shtar from his Rebbe saying that he's Roya to Paskin, all it is really is Netilas Rishus. He's getting Rishus from his Rebbe, so now that he Paskins, it won't be considered Moira Halacha B'fnei Rabbi. But if he were to Paskin and he didn't get Rishus from his Rebbe, so it would be a Chashash of Moira Halacha B'fnei Rabbi. So that's the basic objective of smicha today. But akoponim, this is the basic halach of smicha when we're talking about the genuine smicha. Now, it comes out a very interesting nafkamina, because it comes out that if, let's say, a person gets into a car accident today, and it's a case of chavala, you injure someone, as we mentioned before, in order for Bezdin to adjudicate a din cheshemish, but they need to have shlichus. Now, in order to have shlichus, you need two conditions. It has to be something that's not a knas, it has to be chsarn kis, and it also has to be something that is a davar hashchiach. And l'chori, you don't have these qualifications met when it comes to chavolas, because the Gemara says that chavolas is not shchiach. And since chavolas is not shchiach, Bezdin does not have the right to render a psak regarding chavolas. So that's taka halach l'maisa. That's what the Paiskim say. If you have a car accident and you hit someone in a form of chavola, you cannot really have recourse in Bezdin. Now, the truth is that the Paiskim do mention an Eitzah that Bezdin could perhaps give someone Chayrim and put someone in Chayrim until he takes care of his victim, until he pays him somewhat to satisfy his debt to him if he injures him. But a formal recourse in Bezdin you can't have because Amayisah is considered Chavolos. And by Chavolos, we say that since it's not Shchiach, we don't have Shlichus. What about Ripuy and Sheves? So that's already a Machlekes between the Ramah and the Mechaber holds that Ripuy and Sheves you do have. That means Sheves, the time that you weren't able to work when you were injured, and Ripuy, doctor bills, you do have to pay, even Bizman Hazeh, that Bezdin does have the ability to enforce. There are more passes that you don't. That's a separate discussion, but when it comes to the general concept of Chavala, we paskin that you can't have recourse today in Bezdin regarding Chavala because it is considered Loishchiyah.